The disease we're talking about is chikungunya. While this mosquito-borne illness is not usually deadly, it's very painful. In fact, its name, chikungunya, which may sound a little funny to our Western ears, translates to something like that which bends up in one African language.
This is one of these diseases that you read about in college if you're an entomologist.
Dr. Mike Merchant is an entomologist with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Office.
Sounds so exotic at the time, but you never figure it's going to be in your own backyard, and yet here we are.
Dr. David Florin has been studying chikungunya in his job as the Texas State Medical Entomologist. Following its possible spread to Texas has been a big part of his job.
It has the potential to become established in Texas. So, we've been paying quite a bit of attention to it.
A handful of Texas travelers have been diagnosed with the disease this year, but Florin says it's less likely travelers will be responsible for the spread in Texas and more likely that it'll happen on its own, geographically.
From the Caribbean, it gained landfall in South America and is essentially now marching north.
But that doesn't mean all parts of the state will be at risk. The disease will likely stick to more humid regions. At least that's what Dr. Florin thinks right now.
Those same areas in Texas that have experienced dengue outbreaks will be at high risk for chikungunya. The border region, the coast region, from the coast to about 200 miles inland.
With the threat of chikungunya arriving in Texas, while West Nile virus and other mosquito-borne diseases are already here, how careful do we need to be to avoid mosquito bites? I asked AgriLife Extension's Dr. Mike Merchant.
I struggle with this even as an entomologist who tells people to wear repellent all the time. Oh, sure, I can just walk out in the backyard and light the barbecue and it won't be a big deal if I don't put repellent on, but especially if chikungunya does start to show up in Texas, we need to be really extra careful with using repellents.
With all the water saturating the state combining with summer heat, it's something to consider. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.